All right, we've now been joined by Ryan Blaney. If you have questions for Ryan, please once again raise your hand within the Zoom platform or send us a notification on the chat option as well. And we will go to our first question from Jeff with Empire Sports. Jeff, go ahead.
Hi, Ryan. Congrats on the strong finish. Could you talk a little bit on how you kind of adjusted with all the delays, all the lightning delays and whatnot?
Yeah, it was a little bit different. I mean, obviously, we raced later than we thought, you know, it's, but, you know, on the other side of that, you know, the race that we're used to down here usually ends, you know, a little bit later like that too. So, or at nighttime at least. So had a little bit of an idea of kind of where the track was going to go, but no, we just kept adjusting all night with what we needed. You know, I mean, that's difficult getting in and out of the car, and that just stinks, but you know, the safety side has to be important of it, and just part of it. But it was definitely, you know, unfortunate, but nice once we got rolling that we were able to not stop.
It feels like we're talking to you a lot this year. This is your fourth consecutive top five finish. What's been working for you guys as a whole on the number 12 team?
It's bringing good cars, racetrack. That's been executing pretty well, you know. And you know, besides Bristol here recently, we've been finishing really strong. So. And it was just a, you know, mistake on my part. So, you know, Todd Gordon, the whole 12 group's doing really good. And, you know, we can run 2 through 5. We just got to figure out how to break through and get the win. And I think we're really close. Keep running like this. I think hopefully it'll come soon.
Thank you, Ryan.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Bob Pockris. Bob, go ahead.
Yeah, Ryan, going to Talladega where you won last October. How do you feel just, you know, with the momentum from carrying momentum from these recent finishes to Talladega, or is there nothing that you carry to Talladega?
Yeah, you hit it. Not a lot you carry to it as far as, you know, things that you can carry, you know, just kind of relate to with these tracks that we've been running. That's just a whole nother beast. You know, we say it all the time, you can caught up in someone else's stuff, and it's just part of it. But, you know, I enjoy speedway racing. It's just kind of a different deal. I'm excited to see the new rules package. You know, we're going to get a firsthand for it right in the race, no practice. So I'm excited to see what that does. But as far as the momentum side, yeah, you feel good for sure, you know, stringing together some decent runs. But it's hard to kind of carry that over to Talladega. You just never know what can happen.
And are you happy with the change in the rules? Do you think it'll kind of lessen the runs that you get on each other?
I hope so. You know, that was something that, you know, we talked about with NASCAR, and just the runs were just gigantic, and being able to get hooked up to that major runs even bigger. So, you know, I hope the runs aren't as big. You know, there's a fine line, you know, you need the draft to work to where you can get runs on cars, but not just monstrous drafts to where it's dangerous to kind of block them and things like that. So hopefully we can find a fair in between. So I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully, you know, I know NASCAR did their research on hopefully trying to figure out, you know, a good balance of that.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, our next question from Mark Darrow. Mark, go ahead.
Thank you. Congratulations on another good run, Ryan. Is it more positive that you've strung top fives together, or is there a little bit of frustration you can't quite get over the top? Is it more good than bad, I guess, is what I'm asking.
It could always be worse.
More good or frustrating?
We could be running 20th every week. So, you know, you're proud of the runs that you've created and the speed our team's got. You know, I'm proud of that. And I know, I mean, yeah, it's things you know, we haven't won yet with running really good this year. But, you know, the way I look at it is just keep running up towards the front like that, and I think those things come. So just proud of the speed we have, and just that we're close, you know, and just little things will go a long way when you're this close. You know, if you have to find 15 spots worth of speed, that's when it's troublesome. So, you know, just proud of the effort, and, you know, not frustrated or anything, just hopefully we can keep this up and just keep getting a little bit better week in, week out.
And just looking ahead to Talladega, how big of a win was that for you to be able to put that on a resume, a Talladega win, a super speedway win?
Oh, it was great. You know, I grew up there watching Dad run there a lot, and obviously the history of that place is pretty special. So, and to do it in the playoffs and the fashion we did it and the finish was pretty neat. So, yeah, just a fun thing to do, and that was their new infield on their new victory lane when we were able to win that race. So that just was special, just because I remember going to that place a lot as a kid.
Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, we'll take our next question from Zach with the Pocono Record. Zach, go ahead.
Ryan, two questions for you here. First off, you ran the top really well tonight, and maybe the best you've ran the top at any of the racetracks. Was that more of your approach for, like, how you approached this weekend, or was that something that you talked with Todd Gordon about? What was it that led to that?
Running the fence? Yeah, it's just the fast way around this place, you know, when you get laps on tires. You know, you see it in all the races, whether it's trucks, Xfinity Cup races. You got you know, a handful of guys that can just rip the fence. It just helps on the long run so much. So that's great. You know, you have that mindset. And, yeah, Todd and I talked that this week. You know, we thought it was going to come more into play when we were originally supposed to race in the daytime, whether it was going to be hotter. But it still came into play a lot. One and two, you could kind of run around a little bit late in runs. Like, I was running off the wall pretty good. But three and four, you had to be glued to the top. I mean, if you weren't right against the wall, you were not going fast. And the bad thing about that is everyone runs the wall. You know, I mean, us four, the 11, the 9, myself and the 8, we just got bunched together of three and four, and you just kind of stall out. So that's the bad thing about everyone running the wall, or just that being the fast way. It's just sometimes it's a lack of options. But yeah, it's just something we planned on and actually got better all night. I couldn't run the wall very good early in the race. I was really tight getting in against the wall, and we got that a lot better as we went.
And then the Xfinity Series obviously had its doubleheader this weekend here, and there's the doubleheader coming up at Pocono in a couple of weeks. Is there anything that you guys are going to be able to learn or apply from what the 22 Xfinity team went through this weekend and apply that to Pocono in a couple of weeks?
I'm not sure. You know, I'm not too sure what the deal is going to be on that. You know, they probably have a decent idea of, you know, personnel and changes they got to make, you know, just using the same car and things like that. So I'm sure those guys will be in talks of how they went about it and how it went.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll take one final question from Chris Knight. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Ryan. I was just curious if – after 12 races, your relationship with Todd Gordon, other than a win, is the 2020 season going better than you thought, about what you thought, or how would you evaluate the first 12 races?
It's been going well. You know, I feel like Todd and I have gotten along really well. We've communicated great. One thing that really stands out to me is, you know, some races we don't start off very good. You know, from Atlanta and Martinsville, we didn't start off good, and at the end of the race, we were really good. We haven't worked together very long. So, being able to communicate like that at a kind of early part of our relationship has been really nice. You know, and I look back at a lot of the bad finishes we've had, of me wrecking in Bristol and tire coming apart at Fontana, and, you know, the caution come out of Vegas, we should be. You know, we've had some really strong runs, and that's something to be proud of. But, you know, I knew it was – I was looking forward to it. You know, I was looking forward to working with Todd, but it's just been a nice run we've been on here, and I can't wait to hopefully get that first win together here soon. The group deserves it, and we're running pretty good enough to do it. Just got to get a little bit better.
Thanks, Ryan.
All right, Ryan. We appreciate your time, and we wish you the best of luck next week in Talladega.
Yes, thank you.